Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here today. It's also a pleasure to have Dr. Marlene Thomas. So D. Marlene, I'm adding the doctor in. D. Marlene Thomas. I think I need more coffee. Marlene is here with us for part two of our exclusive series together, President and CEO of Thomas Management Consulting, where she helps improve organizational performance through leadership development training and project management and executive coaching. Marlene supports leaders and leadership teams through coaching to really help them transfer their learning and insights into opportunities that can drive positive and sustainable change and organizational results. Prior to launching Thomas Management Consulting, Marlene was a dynamic leader and innovative reformer in federal and state government, as well as the nonprofit sector. For 30 years, she worked for the Federal Aviation Administration, Social Security Administration, Department of Transportation, and the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration. As a certified executive and leadership coach, Marlene empowers leaders to reach their highest potential. She's worked with everyone from presidents of universities and senior executives to political appointees, executives in the Inspector General's office, and doctors and lawyers at different levels in government. Said she's never had the same job for more than 3 years, so she's used to working with different clientele regardless of what their backgrounds are. What she really enjoys is the diversity of work and learning to interact with different people and learn from other people. Marlene says most of her clients are in high-level positions or they want to reach a high-level position. She says her coaching philosophy is that her clients already have the answers to be successful. All it requires is a shift in their mindset. This is part two of our exclusive series together with Marlene Thomas. A real pleasure to have her here as we delve in a little bit deeper and expand further on part two on Close Up Radio. Marlene, thank you very much for joining us here on the program. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I am excited to be back.
You're so skilled and you're such an expert. I wanted to say doctor.
Yeah, I know.
The doctor's
in
the house.
A lot of people make that mistake, not to worry.
They automatically see the D and they want to go right in. But, you are, you know, with the work that you do provide sort of that sustenance, that clarity, that focus that we all need. You give people the opportunity to sort of delve in and find that clarity. And I would imagine, too, that right now, more than ever, people are seriously searching for the clarity, for the focus, the realignment, because, you know, it's been a little interesting the last couple of years in many different aspects of our lives, and some of the trains have gotten off the track a little bit, and people are sort of, you know, reevaluating their lives and what they want to do going forward, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of that with your clients. This has been a time where effective leaders have really risen to the occasion to sort of help guide us through some of what we've experienced.
Yeah, that's really true. A lot of my clients right now are struggling with going back into the workplace, whether it's one day a week or one day a pay period. And most of them are really struggling with how, you know, my leaders are struggling with how do they tell their employees, the folks who work for them, that they have to go back into the workplace when for 2 years they've successfully done their job at home. And now they're telling them that, you know, they have to leave their children, their 2 and 3 year old children and use public transportation and come to the office a couple of days a week. So they're just, you know, it's really an interesting time for both coaches and clients to help maneuver through the changes and the transitions that we're going through.
That's so important, right? It really seriously is. You know, I love the fact that you have this consultancy, your own consultancy as well. And, you know, are your clients typically people who are also working in government, or are they working in more corporate organizations, or is it really across the board, Marlene?
It really is across the board. Some of them work, as I said, in universities, federal government, state government, a lot of private clients who, you know, regardless of where they work, they don't want to take advantage of the coaching programs within, or either they don't have coaching programs in their organization, and they reach out to me because of what's going on in their life, and they just need support. A lot of first responders as well, you know, police officers, healthcare individuals. It really is across the board.
It's across the board, which is fantastic. You know, how does one become a leader if they have blind spots? You know, if they just, you know, there's things that are just sort of, they're not seeing, it's not clear. How do you become an effective leader if that is the case?
Well, you know, blind spots, we all have blind spots, right? And
yeah.
And mindsets. So it really is something happens in your life that blind spot is pointed out to you. And but working through that, understanding why and how you got to that position, that's where a coach really comes in. Because it's almost impossible to do that work yourself, Jen. I mean, if you really do need a partner, and I call myself the listening partner, to kind of help my clients work through. It could be something very early in their lives that has impacted them to make them realize or think that they have to show up a certain way or they have to be a certain way. And so it sometimes takes more work to really get them to understand how those blind spots got there or what they are even.
That's so important. Again, you know, when people realize this, it's very difficult, you know, sometimes to have realizations on your own, even if you're not realizing that you have blind spots, without that initial conversation, right? You've got to have a conversation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you have to have a conversation. You know, I do what I call chemistry calls with my clients. And those are the conversations, those initial conversations before we sign a contract, before we agree that we want to work together to make sure that we can work together, that we actually like each other, that I as a coach am going to challenge you or work with you in the way that you are comfortable as a client to make sure that you achieve the goals that are important to you. So everyone should have an initial chemistry call before they select a coach, because it is more than just having a conversation. It is about making sure that person is trained and skilled, and will work with you in a way, again, that is important for you and to you.
Absolutely right. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach, right? What you do is custom-designed for the needs, the hopes, dreams, desires of the individuals, right?
Absolutely, because as a client, you know, it's not the coach's responsibility to decide what the coaching conversation is going to be today. It is the client brings that to the conversation. What is it, you know, and there, the interesting thing, again, around what's going on today in the world is that there are many clients, especially leaders and folks who are managing large organizations, that they want to have a safe place to have a conversation, to download what has what they've been dealing with for the last week or 2 weeks since you've talked. And
yeah.
And skilled coaches need to understand it's not just about asking powerful questions. It really is not. It is about much more than that.
Totally is, yes. You know, I would love to, maybe we can expand on this a little bit further, especially for those who are tuning in maybe for the first time today. What is MBTI and True Colors and the ADDIE model?
Okay. Well, MBTI, of course, is Myers-Briggs, and they're all really assessment tools. They're different tools that as coaches, we have a lot of tools in our toolbox. We read a lot. If you're doing more than just coaching with a client, you know, you may do a DISC 360 assessment that gets to get feedback from the client's supervisor, their colleagues, the people who work for them in terms of how they show up. All of this is part of what I call the self-awareness for the client. And the Myers-Briggs is, again, a personality tool assessment. It's one of the very early ones that is still very popular today and very relevant today. And ADDIE is really a tool that is designed for training. When I do a lot of leadership development training, there are these phases of designing a training course to make sure that your client is getting what they need from that training. So ADDIE is the model that we use.
So this is all fascinating to me. You know, when you're working with a client and you're applying these techniques, how do you make people feel comfortable really having these conversations about things like diversity and equity and inclusion? I mean, to me, those are natural and important and essential, but sometimes just getting people to even discuss these things can be a project unto itself. So how do you create that sense of trust and that safe zone for people to be able to emote and share? Because oftentimes I'm sure they tell you things that they don't even tell their closest loved ones and friends.
Yeah, that's true. And the very, very first thing that you share when you have a chemistry call, and one of the highest ethics and coaching is that everything that is said between a coach and a client is confidential. Everything. And DEI is just really important these days because it's, you know, people show up, they come from different backgrounds, and they run into policies and practices that can prevent them from being fully engaged and supported and really reaching their potential. So when you're dealing with folks, you need to understand, first of all, what is DEI? What does that mean? And it's really placing equity as that first consideration, and whether you're interacting with people, you're training people, it's really, really important. And so the comfort level comes in just talking about it, putting it out there, having a conversation around what it is, what your, you know, how together you will have conversations around DEI, what that means, what they need as a client from me to be able to fully discuss this in a way that they feel safe and not judged.
That's very important, exactly, without judgment. Do you have some examples of, I love testimonials or examples of some of the scenarios and success stories that our guests have? And I know you probably have many, many, many. But are there a few that stand out where perhaps you were working with an individual or a team, a group, and they were sort of experiencing this, but then through your expertise and your ability to sort of assess everything in a non-biased, no baggage way, come in and create and devise a plan for them to be able to sort of get the train back on the track and move forward. You have a couple of positive case studies, success stories. You don't have to mention names or anything, but some examples, relatable examples for our audience. They always love that.
Well, the first example I will give is I just got a phone call last week from a client that I've been working with for 2 years. And so we've talked with that client. We've talked about a lot of things. We've talked about her leadership style. We've talked about her executive team that she works with. And one of the things that we talked about was that she is one of the lowest paid people on her executive team. And she's had this conversation, you know, we kind of worked through how to have a conversation with her leader about the fact that, number one, she thought she should be paid more, what she's done to deserve to be paid more, and the impact that has not only on her but the organization, because she is not paid equally with her colleagues. And so, you know, 2 weeks ago, we had a conversation where she wanted to, again, bring that subject back up with her immediate supervisor. So we kind of rehearsed what that conversation would look like. And I got a call last Thursday that she got a call out of the blue that she was being promoted. And she said to me, she said, "You are the first call that I made, even before I talked to my husband, who was right down the hall." She said, "Because I owe this to you. You have been working with me for an entire year to be able to," and we'd even talked about, you know, maybe it's time for her to move on. And so, but she said, "I appreciate the fact that you hung in there with me, you stuck with me, and you helped me craft this conversation in a way so that I could successfully have the conversation with my leadership. And as a result of that, I am getting promoted effective today." Okay. I am telling you, it brought tears to my eyes, not because I had done anything, but because she was willing to put in the work to get what she wanted.
Right.
And no coach can be prouder than to see your clients. You know, yeah, we work too, because we have to prepare for sessions. We have to do homework after the sessions and conversations. But when we see that our clients are working just as hard or harder than we are, it is powerful.
It really is, you know, and I'm sure it's invigorating. It just gives you the spark to continue doing what you do so well, and I think that's a fantastic example. Do you have another example you want to share with us?
I do. I have another example that is really another great. As I said, I work with a lot of more senior-level people. And this person is someone in the federal government. He's actually at a point in his career where he could retire. And so, of course, on my first call with him, he talked about retiring, and I thought, well, so if you're talking about retiring, why do you want to coach? And he said, well, you know, I really want to be coached on my post-retirement career. I was like, okay, well, this is your time, whatever. So in our very first conversation, we talked about his skill set and why he was a federal employee, and why he had never even applied to an SES program, a senior executive program. And he said, you know, I just didn't want to do the work. I don't think, you know, he was a person of color. He says, I don't think it would do any good anyway. And I am pretty satisfied where I am. And I just, you know, I just didn't want to do that. So after several sessions with him, we talked about his leadership skills, really, and where he was strong and where the areas that he needed to kind of reinforce a little bit. And I actually did some assessments with him. I did the 360 so that he could get some feedback from his colleagues and his boss, and we did the 360. And shortly after that, there was a candidate development program in his agency. And he applied and was accepted. And so it has changed his whole perspective about who he is and what his value is as a person of color to that agency and how they value him. So that was, for me, another, you know, kudo in his cap, because through the work that we did together, for him putting himself out there saying, I want to do an assessment. I've never had an assessment done of me before, and I want to see, you know, how I show up to people. And that assessment was part of why he changed his mind and saw that he could be an SES, because the feedback was great. You know, they thought he was knowledgeable. They thought he was personable. They thought he had great talent. He had great people skills. He moved the program forward, not only for his department, but for the agency as a whole. So those things opened his eyes to who he is.
You know, that's really amazing. That's an incredible story, and just makes you really think about the power of the work that you're doing. It's so important, and I want to, maybe you can share with us, because you do a lot of different things within the organization, management consulting, you work with human resources, project management, leadership training, and development, all of the coaching as well, one-on-one executive coaching, leader coaching, team coaching. Tell us about, if somebody's listening right now and they're really excited about what we're talking about, some of the actual services that you provide and how they benefit your clients, as you've just described with some of those wonderful examples.
Okay, great, thank you. So I think, again, if I could use where we are today with teams going back into the organization, and, you know, it's like they have to almost go through that forming, norming stage again. So it's a great time to do team building, great time to get the team together, to think about, now that we're back in the workplace, how do we interact with each other? What things have changed? What are our processes? What are our priorities? How do we work together better as a team now that we may even be in a hybrid situation? So this is a perfect time to do some team building and to work with the team leader to kind of enhance their skills as well. It's a perfect time if you're in HR, you know, there's so many policies that you need some project management around. You need some help, really, if you're in HR, to kind of manage and develop all of the policies, because they're changing every day. They're changing every day. And as I said, the coaching, there's always a need for a coach. Everybody needs a coach. So that need is never going away. I wish that when I were in the government 30 years ago, that I had access to a coach, that I had a listening partner who could help me navigate through some of the waters I had to navigate through.
Why do you love this work so much? It's so apparent that this flows through you in a way that runs really deep. We talked earlier, you know, about some of the methodology, and in the previous episode, you know, the company and the reason for starting the company and your background prior to doing this particular work. Why does it continue to bring you such great blessing and joy?
It's really simple for me. I think coaching can change the world. I think it does. I think it does one coach, one client at a time. As I mentioned to you earlier, we're doing work with the coaches in Ukraine. I mean, coaches, you know, given the situation that they're in right now, when they contacted me, I pulled my team together, and we immediately said we want to support them in any way we can. That's changing the world. We are helping those coaches get their lives back together as much as they can.
That's a beautiful thing.
We're also coaching first responders here in the Washington, D.C. area. You know, we're working with teachers. We're working with healthcare professionals. That means something. It's important work.
Absolutely is, yes. You're also currently president of the International Coaching Federation's Metro DC chapter as well, right?
Yes, I am. It is the ICF Metro DC chapter is the largest city chapter in the world. We have almost 1,800 members. We have a very active organization, and we are doing a lot of great, great stuff for our members. Yes, we are. And we, again, the pro bono coaching is exposing a lot of our coaches to opportunities that they would not have were they not a part of this chapter.
You're truly a dynamic leader and an innovative reformer, as well as you have been with that background in federal and state government, as well as nonprofit, as I mentioned in the introduction, for some 30 years. And that also gives a different perspective, right? It's an advantage to have that background with the executive and leadership coaching that you do.
Yeah, and I think that's why a lot of clients reach out to me once they see my bio. They see that the road that I've traveled is very similar to the road they're traveling. I did it the hard way. I did not go to college right out of high school. I worked and went to school, and I started in the agency and the FAA at the very lowest level. I was an admin and worked my way up to a GS-15 before I left to go to another agency to get an SES. So I think my story is very relatable for a lot of people.
It certainly is, Marlene, and I encourage folks to go to the website, www.dmtconsults.com. That's dmtconsults, that's plural, with the S at the end, consults.com, to connect with our extraordinary guest. This is part two of our two-part series with D. Marlene Thomas, President and CEO of Thomas Management Consulting, where she really does help folks improve organizational performance through leadership development training, project management, and executive coaching. She's been doing this for a long time, and as we discovered today and on the previous episode, she's full in. Sleeves are rolled up, and she's there to help, so make sure you connect with her. Marlene, this was really a pleasure, and I hope we get a chance to chat some more, expand some more as well. It would always be a pleasure to do that, and hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you. It's extraordinary work that you're doing, and we wish you continued success and blessing in all that you're doing with working with your incredible client.
Thank you so much for your time today. You're right. I absolutely enjoyed this conversation. You were very gracious.
You are very welcome. I appreciate that. As my father has always said, whenever anybody says something kind or nice to you, Jim, ask them to please put it in writing and address it management.
I love it. Your dad was right, Jim.
Absolutely. That's it. Wherever the management is, just address it management. That's it. You be well, Marlene. A real pleasure. Always nice to have some levity, too. The world needs that. Thanks, Marlene. I appreciate it. And everybody listening, I'm Jim Masters, your host. The half hour has gone by in a New York minute, but I invite you to stay right there. I will be back momentarily with another great guest in just a moment in about 30 minutes, live right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.